Welcome to the Lent Meditation and Worship Series with Westside Church. Our hope is that this time can be a breath of fresh air as we journey towards Easter together. Let's start by pausing for a moment and focusing our attention to Jesus. Let's be expectant of the movement of the Holy Spirit in our time together. If you are in a place to do so, close your eyes. Hold out your hands in front of you. Take a deep breath in and out. And another in and out. This week, we are taking a closer look at some of the miracles of Jesus on his time on earth. And today, we're starting with his first miracle, turning water into wine. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. The next day, there was a wedding celebration in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the celebration. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, that's not our problem," Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." But his mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Standing nearby were six stone water jars used for Jewish ceremonial washing. Each one could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, "Fill the jars with water." When the jars had been filled, he said, "Now dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies." So the servants followed his instructions. When the master of ceremonies tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, though of course the servants knew, he called over the bridegroom. "A host always serves the best wine first," he said. "Then when everyone has had a lot to drink, he brings out the less expensive wine. But you have kept the best until now." This miraculous sign at Cana in Galilee was the first time Jesus revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. It can sometimes seem like the miracles of Jesus are just there to wow and amaze people and to prove his godliness. But there is so much more going on underneath the surface of these displays. The Greek word that John uses for miracles is a word that translates to sign or an event that has a deeper meaning. John often describes the miracles as works or ways that Jesus was further revealing the Father to the world. Jesus also showed such kindness to those he encountered by meeting their needs. He was intentional in each of his miracles. In this miracle, Mary comes to Jesus and presents a problem or a need this newly married couple has. This first miracle seems frivolous to our modern eyes, but there was more happening. Jewish weddings were usually a week-long festivity, and the groom was to provide enough food and wine for everyone for the duration of the entire celebration. If a host ran out of wine, they could be fined and it would become quite costly socially and financially. In the most simple of terms, Jesus met a need this family had and saved them from future ridicule and financial strife. But something else happened when Jesus performed this miracle. It was a quiet miracle witnessed by only a few. But in that moment, something shifted for those few. Verse 11 tells us this miraculous sign was the first time Jesus revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. His disciples followed him because he was a teacher and could give them more than their lives as fishermen could. But here, Jesus revealed to them something even greater. this moment was a belief that Jesus was more glorious than they initially imagined. And this belief in him continued to grow over the years that they followed him. They not only believed in his power, but believed him to be God and believed in his Father as well. Have you had an experience with Jesus over the last few weeks in these quiet moments we've spent together? What did Jesus reveal to you about himself or the Father in that experience? Take some time to look back over our time together and journal through what this meditation time has been like for you. Maybe this was your first time doing something like this. What have you learned? Where have you grown? What do you hope for in the next few weeks as we continue moving towards Easter Sunday? Jesus, thank you for the moments when we can't deny your glory, when we get to experience you in such real ways that we know you're on the move. Speak to us today. What should we be looking for and hoping for as we keep journeying towards Easter? Give us wisdom, open our ears and our eyes to the experiences with you. Amen.
Take these loaves and these few fish, and with them you feed thousands. You let my broken body touch the hem of your beautiful garment. Over and over again, you prove your kindness to me. Over and over again, show me you are worthy of my faith. Wrong I've chosen, dreamt or waited, misplaced my heavy expectations. Come, Lord Jesus, meet my need, and with your kindness supersede all the other things, every other thing. You calm the wind and still the waves, then walk on the water to meet me. You turn my water into wine and give me a glimpse of your glory. Over and over again, you prove your kindness to me. Over and over again, you show me you are worthy of my faith. Wrong I've chosen, dreamt or waited, and misplaced my heavy expectations. Come, Lord Jesus, meet my need, and with your kindness supersede all the other things, every other thing. Give me eyes to see. you have.